Carl took a moment to reflect on his voyage, and when he thought thereon, he lamented, I have met an angry druid, a frightened Canadian, an exhausted Santa, a frustrated leper, and a lonely farmer, and there was not a good word for Christmas to be had among them. I can go on no more. My journey, alas, is at an end, its promise unfulfilled. But as Carl started to turn for home, he noticed that the star was very low on the horizon, and very near. Why, it appears to be touching the ground, said Carl. In fact, it is touching the ground. Although Carl was still without any answers about Christmas, he was uplifted by the thought of finally reaching the star he'd sought for so long. Carl ran as fast as he could towards the light. And as he drew near, the less the star looked like a star. In fact, it appeared to be a small building on a busy intersection, radiating brilliant light from every side. An overwhelming confidence filled Carl's heart as he sped towards the building. In there, he thought breathlessly, in there I will find the answer. And Carl rushed through the front door into a small theater filled with people watching a Christmas show. A man on stage, who reminded Carl of the frustrated leper, waved for Carl to approach. Confused but thrilled, Carl raced down the aisle, leapt on the stage, and came face to face with the man. This is it, thought Carl. I'm about to get my answer. I have never been more certain of anything in my entire life. I will finally know the true meaning of Christmas. And the man put his arm around Carl, looked upon him, and said,
Carl, apes don't celebrate Christmas.